Hello, everyone, and welcome to another mini-sode of She Builds Shreds. I'm Jessica Rogers, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nurjiti Rivas.
Hello, hello. Yes, it's just the two of us for this special charrette. And a reminder, these charrettes are just bonus episodes, different from our typical format, but still a lot of fun.
Yes, and by fun, for this charrette, we are celebrating a birthday. Everybody put your hands together because we have a birthday in the house. So grab some champagne and a piece of chocolate and help us wish Miss Nurjiti a happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I love that. Champagne and chocolate?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, perfect.
We're fancy and you like chocolate.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Grab that up.
Yeah. So earlier this year, when we celebrated my birthday in March, Nurjiti interviewed me. And now for her birthday, the tables are turned and I will be interviewing the birthday girl. I remember when we did it for my birthday, I really enjoyed it. And I think, Nurjiti, you might have learned something new about me.
I did. I learned a lot about your upbringing and your high school days. Those were so many details I didn't know. We did a deep dive into your career path that even though I was like peripherally there for all of it, it was a good reminder of all the things you've done. And I also learned that you feel more fear than I thought you did, which I think makes you even stronger in my eyes because you just break through that fear. You realize this fear is either helping me or it's holding me back. And when you realize it's holding you back, you dive. I love that.
Well, I hope to have the same revelations about you.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we'll see. We're at the beginning, girlfriend.
Expectations low.
Well, you know, I think what we've both learned from each other in that one is that we've known each other for 10 plus years, and yet we still like are learning about each other, which I think is so fascinating about our friendship.
That's true.
So, Nurjiti, I know that you don't like to read other people's bios, but why don't you give us your bio and tell the people who you are and what you do? Pretend we're at a networking event. Hi, who are you?
Hi. I'm Nurjiti Rivas. I'm a licensed architect in Houston, Texas. I work for a medium-sized architecture firm called eStudio. It's a commercial firm. I do a lot of retail work. I really like what I do. I'm also the host of She Builds Podcast. You already know that. And
de donde eres? Sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Born and raised Boricua. Moved to the U.S. in 2008.
Well, for school. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've lived intermittently between Texas, New York, and Puerto Rico ever since. And I also like to do a lot of volunteer work. So I volunteer with the AIA Houston a lot, with Latinos in Architecture, Women in Architecture, the Christopher Kelly Leadership Development Program. I'm a licensing advisor. I like to keep busy.
Sounds so familiar. All right, so let's kick things off with a random question. What's your comfort movie or show?
Ooh, Avatar, The Last Airbender, the cartoon show on Nickelodeon, not the movie or the live action, okay? Like, those don't count.
Yep, clear distinction.
Very clear. Did you watch it?
Neither of it.
None of it?
Live action, none of it.
Oh.
But from what I've heard, there's a clear...
Very clear distinction.
Yep.
Yeah, Avatar, The Last Airbender, it's basically, it's a kid's show, but it's such a feel-good show, and whenever I'm feeling sad or down or, I don't know, any emotion, I like to turn on that show and find comfort. So, yeah, that is...
That's literal comfort.
It really is. And if anyone out there wants to talk about this show, I'm here. I love talking about this show.
I know that there's a quiz that you can take of, like, what's your element? What, like, are you air, whatever?
Yeah. I haven't done a quiz. That one's hard because all the elements are really cool. I think if I had to pick one right now, today, I would pick Earth.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think the Earthbenders are like the strongest benders.
Ooh, interesting.
And I'm feeling strong today.
That's right. Because, you know, you're a year older.
Yeah.
Okay, Nanjini, so who shaped you the most and how?
I remember on your episode, you were like, I'm not going to say a cliche answer like my mom. And now I'm like, here I go. Honestly, I thought about it really hard and it's really my mom. I mean,
you know, I answered that question recently to someone and I said my mom.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
And it's funny because you and I are recording this the day before Mother's Day.
That is true. Shout out to all the mamas.
But really, my mom, she was the first to tell me that I wanted to be an architect. She was my first supporter and my biggest supporter of any dream that I had with her time, her money, her encouragement. I mean, nobody believed in me like she did or fought harder for me than her. And I've learned to do the same for myself because of that example that she set. And so, yeah, it's my mom all day, every day.
Yeah. Shout out to Mama Norma.
Gracias.
Okay, so Nanjini, we've told the story of how She Builds podcast started countless times, several ways, but you were the brainchild of it. And I wonder, what was going on in your life at the time that made you feel like, I need to do something different? Like, what was happening outside of, just outside of that? Like, think back to like 2018, 2019.
Well, I've always felt that I wanted to do something bigger than myself with my life, which probably everyone feels that way. But I knew as a young adult, because I was a young adult back
then. You're still young. At least that's what I tell myself.
I knew I wanted to leave the world more than I took. Like, that's something I told myself a lot. Like, I'm taking. What am I giving back? And I had been thinking and searching for something after we graduated college. I honestly thought it would be an urban project. And you know, like, you did a lot of school projects with me. So you know that I was always about like the big idea. How are we connecting our projects with the community and all these different things? So I had all these ideas, but none of them ever really stuck and nothing quite got off the ground. And then I kind of took a little break from that brain work. And at one point, I felt like my life was go to work, eat, sleep, repeat, watch TV in between. Ugh, and I wanted more. And then in 2019, I went to the Women's Leadership Summit. And that really like energized me again. And to be in a place with so many women and women that were leaders, I'd never been there before. And I felt how important that was to have this community of women around me. And I was like, okay, I really need to find a project, something around this that I can do. It doesn't need to be my life's work. Like, it just has to be something to start. And then when the idea of She Builds podcast came to me, that felt right. Like, it felt right like nothing else had before. And I've said this before, I need accountability. It's really hard for me to do something by myself. So I thought of the best people who could do this with me and take this on with me. And the rest of it is history, you know? But I really had no idea how much it would mean or how much it would take, what reach it would have. I just wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it with you and Lizzie.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that was probably the sentiment. Well, I guess you are right. Maybe that's what I was feeling right before. Like, I knew that I wanted to create something. And by create, I wanted it to have the impact that you said. I think that's also why, like, remember when we would look at design competitions after college to see if we could submit together?
Yes.
I think this was our way of trying to, like, do something outside of our regular 9-to-5. And here we are.
Exactly. It's been in the works since 2011 is when you and I started collaborating.
That's true. Oh gosh, it makes us feel so old.
It's okay.
Oh well, look at we are now. Beyond that, and we did it. So, Najeet, what's been the most unexpected way this podcast has impacted your life that people wouldn't necessarily see from the outside?
I didn't know how important mentorship and being an ally or a champion was to me until She Builds Podcasts. It's obviously very important and stuff, but it really didn't register how little I saw myself represented when I was at the College of Architecture, when I was stepping into meetings, when I just didn't realize it. I never thought about it until we started talking about it on this show. Mm-hmm. It also became really important to me to be that person for somebody else, to be a mentor in someone else's life. And it's kind of become, I mean, this feels kind of...
Is it going to get cheesy? Is that what you're going to say?
Exactly. This feels cheesy, but I feel like it's become part of my personal mission too, to be a support to as many people as I can in any way that I can. I do that by doing the show or by just being myself, a Hispanic woman, licensed architect, being a licensing advisor, a good project manager, whatever shape that mentorship takes, I want to do it. And like I said, it wasn't until we were telling the stories of these women again and again, how it impacted them when they had a mentor or when they didn't, and how they become mentors to us. Yeah, that means a big deal. I see the impact of it. And sorry, I'm gonna rattle.
It's okay, girlfriend. This is your episode. This is what it's meant to be. We want to know more about Najeet.
When we started the podcast, I was really at a point in my career that I was kind of still a junior designer. And now, as we've kept going and the podcast has kept growing, I've also been growing myself professionally. Like, now I've been transitioning from a junior designer to an architect with more experience. So I feel like now I'm in a position where I can mentor up and down more than I could before. And that still is super important to me because of everything I learned through this show.
I love it. I've been grappling with that concept of mid-career women, and I'm realizing that we are now in our mid-careers.
Are we really?
At least like we are right at that cusp where we're not emerging professionals.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if there's another term between emerging professionals and mid-career, but...
We're young.
Yeah, but it's something we don't talk about. So, like, what does that look like? And that's where you are or where you were in that transition. So...
Yeah.
This podcast came at a great time for us, like, just with what we had going on, it seems.
Yeah, and I wonder if we were in a different place in our career, how would it have impacted us differently? I don't know.
Ooh, that is a really good question. Like, if we were older?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we wouldn't have the time. Because we'd be, like, handling business and be like, we don't have time for our side projects.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. That is such an interesting question. I think that's the question I'm going to ask myself now for like the next couple of weeks. Like, if I was in a different stage in my life, how would this podcast be different?
Yeah, it's a thought experiment. It's not something we have to answer right now.
Oh, no. I don't even have the words for it. That's a journal moment.
Yeah. But definitely we could still do it. I mean, we know so many podcasters of all ages.
Yeah. What does She Builds Podcast mean to you now versus what you thought it would be in the beginning?
She Builds Podcast 2019-2020 meant shining a light on untold stories of women in design and construction, showing that we've been in this field for centuries.
Hey, designers and curious minds. Ever wondered about the stories hiding within your building's walls? I'm Carrie Seaburn, structural engineer and host of Unstruct, the podcast that decodes and simplifies major concepts of structural design. Behind the math and physics, structural engineering simply predicts building behavior. Join me as we simplify the complex, making structural design accessible to everyone.
Nowadays, instead of measuring it via cost, we're saying, well, what about carbon, you know? We've got two levers now that we can, if an architect has an inefficient design, we can hit them with two levers, if you like.
The official casualty figure is 55,000. Everybody I talked to told me that the actual figure is at least three times as much. And I believe that. I mean, seeing what I saw, Turkish codes are good and they have been improving, but compliance was completely lacking.
Fluent in steel, concrete, masonry, and timber design, I'll bring you leading engineers to dissect the tales behind their building structure. Whether you're an architect, contractor, engineer, or just love a good story, this podcast is for you.
Yeah, beam penetrations. That's a fun topic on this project.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Unstruct. From within your walls, hear the story behind how your building stands today.
I would even say for as long as it has existed, honestly, in some shape or form, we've been there, despite right. how hard powers that be fought to keep us out. Mm-hmm. And in all of doing all of that gave me a sense of purpose back then.
Yeah.
And now in 2026, She Builds podcast to me is still that. And it's a lot more. It's inspiration for someone who needed it to apply for architecture grad school. It's a platform to reach professionals across the globe, an opportunity to collaborate with like-minded people, a safe space to discuss motherhood and career with managing director of Gensler Austin, Kristen Cessna, mm-hmm. to a safe space to discuss a book launch, shaping our careers, and also motherhood, actually, with author Bryce Batts. Like, all these things I never, ever dreamed of or imagined. That's what this show is now too. And it's really great to see how it's grown, how we've met so many people along the way. And I'm really excited to see what the next 6 years will bring and mean to us.
Oh,
we're going to still be doing it.
Oh yeah, we're going to be doing it. But it's going to be interesting to see, like, go back to the earlier question, if we did this at different career lives. So now it'd be like, how does this podcast impact us through our different career life?
I'm excited to see all that.
Yeah, the only way we could go is up.
Yeah, I hope so. But I, like we were saying, I think we can't even imagine it yet.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done so much, and a lot of the things that have happened for us were unexpected. I think that's the part that always intrigues me. Listeners, if you didn't take your lactate pill, you really should, because it's about to get cheesy. Champagne, chocolate, and cheese. That's what you need. Because, like, you know, you hear all these celebrities, and I'm not comparing myself to a celebrity, but how they say, like, oh, I couldn't do this without the fans. I think about all the opportunities that we've had, and it's because of listeners, you know, going back to your early comment about allies and mentors and stuff, like having supporters on our corner to just think of us in a room when they want us to speak or invite us to a conference or what have you, or to speak on their shows. Like, I think it's very meaningful to what we do.
Yes, 100%. I love how you worded that. I don't think that was cheesy.
I'll put my cracker and salami down then.
I really like that. Thank you for saying that.
That's what this episode's about. No cheese and cheese. And your birthday. Speaking of, what season of life would you say you're in right now as you dive into your 36th year?
Whew. Going back to the previous conversation, mm-hmm. how has this podcast impacted my life? Now we're going to get vulnerable.
Let's do it.
I'll share that I've struggled with the idea of having children for a long time in this career. Mm-hmm. I've been afraid of how it would impact my career, and it's something I fought really hard for and that I care a lot about. But through the podcast, I learned that there were so many women who had kids and either started their own firms or continued to thrive in their careers. You know, they were doing it. And I also, as the show was going along, I was at a point in my life that some of my friends started having babies and kept going with their careers. So little, very, very, very slowly, I started losing that fear. And like I mentioned through the podcast, I became more involved with the AIA. And then I met even more kick-ass mamas being leaders in their firms, presidents of the AIA, and being great parents. And sincerely, after the two charrettes that we did that I just mentioned earlier with Kirsten and Bryce, it helped me move past that fear and realize that it was something that I wanted to do. And it was that fear was holding me back. And other people do it. It can be done. I can do it too. So now as I dive in my 36th year of life, I am preparing for motherhood. At the time of this recording, I'm 34 weeks pregnant. And if all goes well, by the time this episode airs, my little fetus will be a baby, keeping me awake at night, but also bringing me lots of happiness and joy.
Yeah, Virginia, we're so happy for you.
Yay. Yeah.
It seems like every birthday charrette, we make an announcement. I'm so sorry.
That's what this season is about.
Yes. 36, a lot of things are happening. I could speak for Lizzie and I is that we're both so excited for you. And I always go back to a conversation that we had, probably like a post-conference, like where we talked about that, the struggles of motherhood and how you navigate that in the AEC industry. And I'm just glad that you've overcome that fear. And it's thanks to all the other working mamas that show us that it can be done. So it's only going to make you stronger. So
I hope so. Maybe I should clarify. I mean, I'm working through the fear. I'm still so scared. Even just saying it right now, like, oh, I'm going to be a mom, is the scariest thing I've had to do. But just like I said, that I learned about you, like you push through the fear. Mm-hmm. And so I'm learning to push through the fear because I think that what's on the other side is so worth it.
It's so worth it. And I think you, even though we might be far away, you still have our support in everything that you do. Think about what you've already done as, I mean, granted, it's not like a human child, but like She Builds Podcasts was like one of your first babies. And look out, you got a 6-year-old, you know? And now, you know, you have, you know, beautiful Athena, your dog. So you got this. You got this. And if not, you have our episodes to keep you company. To show you how it can be done.
It can be done. It will be done.
If you have to put a, what's it called? A nursery in your contract, a mother's room in every contract that you sign moving forward. You know, we've seen a lady that did that.
That's right.
So, Nerjiji, what kind of legacy do you hope to leave?
Ooh, this is the hardest question.
You know, I learned from the best.
Did I ask you that?
Not this one, but you asked me some hard questions. Or maybe you did. I don't know, but listen, it's like we have a, we psychologically or something had some kind of like journalist degree in our back burner. I don't know. We just know to ask the hard questions.
Yeah, this feels like the hardest question. Right now, I'd like to leave a legacy of mentorship and support through my actions and the podcast for people to remember the show and me as someone on their corner, as the story they needed to hear that day, or as the person who stopped what they were doing to make sure that they received the right explanation, or the person who fought for them. I want a legacy of being a leader who found the importance of lifting others as she climbed.
Beautiful. All right, Nujiri, like in any charrette and in all of our guests and in our regular episode, we pick a caryatid, you know, someone that's working today, holding up the profession. So now the question's for you. Who is a caryatid whose work you are admiring right now?
This is the second hardest question.
Isn't it? It's so hard. It's so funny. We ask these questions to so many people, but then when it gets asked to us, it's like, whoop.
Well, it's because there's so many people to choose from and like.
Yep.
Okay. So when I was thinking about it, I was going to say my caryatid is Melvaline McLemore, but then I realized that she's a past caryatid and I don't want to start a precedent of repeating caryatids.
We're not there yet. We have a lot more women to highlight.
No, we'll never be there. But I do want to say that She represents the legacy that I want to leave behind. And she's such a mentor, such a leader, and such a mother. I'm extremely thankful to know her and to have her in my life. So officially, for this episode, my Caryatid is Evelyn Lee. Yay! Evelyn! Evelyn, she's a past president of the AIA. She's the host of Practice Disrupted, founder of Practice of Architecture. She's worked in tech. She has an MBA. She has an architecture license. She's leading the charge for change in our profession. And her favorite role of all is being a mom.
Yeah.
For, I believe, two little children. I think she has two little.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I really like about her too? On top of everything I just said, she often shares how she juggles all of that and how it can be a struggle. It's anything but easy, but she's doing it and she's modeling what that looks like. And I'm thankful for all she does and that she shares with others. So yeah, that's my Caryatid, Evelyn Lee.
I love it. Evelyn is a friend to the show. We've been on their show. So it's great with her presidency, how she talked about being a mom and she was a little bit more vulnerable. I thought that was very nice to hear because, like you said, she has and does all these things. To see her do it while being a mother as well, and might I add, being successful at what she does, it's inspiring. So I can definitely see that being as like your someone to look up to as you navigate, which, I mean, I know you got a lot going on, but sounds like you are alluding that maybe you will also, you know, be a president of something someday.
Oh, wow. We'll see.
You're a founder and co-host of She Builds. I mean, just besides the tech and the MBA, what else you got?
Yeah, I've half thought of an MBA, though I don't know. That's not in the cards right now. I'm a chair of a Christopher Kelly Leadership Program. I've been chair for that.
I know, but, you know, slowly, you know, people work their way up, just saying.
All right. Thank you for manifesting that for me.
Yeah. You know, I'm on your corner, you know, campaign manager. Here I am.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
Listeners, let us know who are the Caryatids in your life right now, or stop by our social media to wish Miss Nergity Rivas a happy birthday. Woo! So speaking of Nergity, how should listeners engage with you? Keep you company while you're on maternity leave.
The best way to find me is on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect there. And of course, follow She Builds Podcast. We're on LinkedIn as well. Send us an email to shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. We read those, especially Jessica.
Yes.
But if she sees anything that I need to see right away, she lets me know. Those are the best ways to connect. And I want to connect. Please share your stories with us. Tell us of anyone that you think we should talk about. We want to know.
Well, Nergity, this was wonderful. Yes, we've talked about you becoming a mom, and I've seen the development of the baby bump, sure, behind the scenes without telling anybody. But, well, telling a few, I'm not going to lie. But it's okay. The baby's here now. But, you know, it's great to hear you talk about what you're dealing with internally more and bringing it to light and seeing how do people navigate the profession and the fears and how what this podcast meant to you. Because I was curious about that. I was like, I hope you don't tell me the same story about how the guy was like, there's no good, it's going to be a short series. And you're going to be like, challenge accepted. I was like, no, there's got to be more than that.
So much more.
So I'm glad we got to learn more about it. Okay. I learned. And I hope the listeners did too.
I'm glad that you gave me the space to do that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being born, because that's why we celebrate today. Because one, podcast. Two, also because I like celebrating other people's birthdays because of them, we get to have cake.
That's true. I feel the same way.
Yeah. Especially if you're in the Texas area and get a chocolate cake from HEB. Because that was glorious. That was the best piece of chocolate cake I've ever had, ever in my life.
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, really? Grocery store?
Listen, okay? If you're in Texas, chocolate cake, H-E-B. If you're in the Florida area and have access to a Publix, chantilly cake. Not chocolate, but just as great.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
That's my favorite cake.
Let's do that the next time I'm in Florida, please.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, Nojiri. And listeners, go wish her a happy birthday. Well, I really enjoyed this charrette. Hope all of you out there listening enjoyed it too. Please let us know what topics that you would like us to have a charrette on. And you might hear a future episode based on your suggestion.
Before we say goodbye, we want to say thank you to CMYK for the music, John W., our technical advisor, and most of all, thank you for listening.
Remember to check out our show notes for links and further information on this charrette.
Please let us know what you thought of our episode. If you've enjoyed it, help us spread the word. Tell your friends, your charretters, everybody. Tell them to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify and tell them to write us a review. This will all help us reach a wider audience and for more people to learn about these amazing ladies with us.
Your support means everything to us. If you've enjoyed our content and want other ways to help us with our mission, you can support us by visiting our website for merchandise.
If you don't need any more swag, but you'd still like to consider supporting the research we're doing, you can donate to us on our website, shebuildspodcast.com/donate, or you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/shebuildspodcast. You can also find links to all of these items on our website.
She Builds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. Gable Media is curated thought leadership for an audience dedicated to building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com.
We are excited to hear from you and for you to come back and keep learning about bosses with us. You can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com. Or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at She Builds Podcast and on X at She Builds Pod. Until then, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.